Case number 9669, NV Homes, intersection of Road 357 and Road 359, a special use exception to place an off-premise sign.
Tim Sopko, 46 Brighton Street, Ocean View, Delaware, 19970.
You support that attorney about the aid to the correct best knowledge?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, before he starts, I want to pass some pictures down.
Okay.
A couple violations.
Thank you.
Evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, sir.
I'm here tonight to apply for a variance for an off-premise sign. Also in doing so, I am attempting to correct a mistake that I made actually earlier this year by putting a sign in place that was in violation, which it sounds like you have pictures of there. It's the first sign that we had put in on a private property and other than in one of our new communities. And what I did is I struck an agreement with the owner of that property and did not realize I needed to talk to the county as well after speaking to the owner of that private property. Once we were notified, we took the sign out and are here tonight hoping to get the approval to put that sign back in.
You took that sign down. What step did you take next?
As far as
advertising?
We put in a temporary banner that could be easily removed once we gained our approval.
I'm doing what, the sign?
Yes, with hopes of gaining approval.
After the banner was put up, did you use anything else for advertising?
We have a banner in place showing a picture of our model home with an arrow that is on a truck, on a billboard, which, according to the rules and regulations as we interpreted them, was not in violation.
So, which part of no did you not understand?
Yeah, what part did you understand then of that? Once you were told to take the sign down and wait till you had this hearing. Why did you proceed doing these other two steps? Can you explain that?
The way that we interpreted the ordinance was that the sign is not installed permanently in the ground, so we took temporary measures until we were able to gain approval.
Mr. Chairman, inspector's notes here. I don't know if you have a copy of it. Sign shown on the application was placed without the Board of Adjustment approval. A violation issued and sign was removed after application was filed before the approval. A new banner was placed, which you have the picture. NB Home appears to do what they want and whenever. It took 3 months to get the violation removed and a variance applied for. Then he come to find out, going back down another day, is where he found sign on a truck and it's states right in our ordinance not permitted in Sussex County any sign placed on the truck for advertisement.
And in the ordinance, did you read that part? Or is that interpretation? You didn't understand
nothing. I did not see that in the ordinance, and I've seen other trucks in Sussex County.
No, we're addressing your case.
Sure,
first, okay?
Sure. I did not see that in the ordinance and wouldn't have moved forward.
It was in there, though. My interpretation, it's in there. If
okay.
You didn't see that.
I did not see that.
Mr. Chairman, could I have one thing? Correct me if I'm wrong, if I believe the inspector to get the sign removed, he held all their COs. He wasn't going to issue any more CO until the sign was removed. That's how I ended up with the sign getting removed.
I wasn't aware of any COs being held. I just had to coordinate with our company out of the Washington, D.C. area to have them come and remove the sign for us. It was the only delay that was suffered.
3 months.
I didn't realize that it took 3 months.
Who authorized putting the sign there?
I'm sorry?
Who authorized putting that sign there?
The property owner.
Did he read the ordinance or was he relying on what you told him?
I would imagine that he was relying on
what you told him. Okay. That's understandable. And the property owner didn't know.
Yeah, I'm not here to say that it's anyone else's fault other than mine. Not at all. I don't want to place blame anywhere.
Oh, no.
It was definitely an oversight.
With the truck and everything. You did all that.
Oh, I did that, thinking that I was working within the ordinance. I did not see in the ordinance where it said that a truck could not be used. I know it's not my situation. I've seen trucks used, and I thought it was a great idea.
Did everything go by going to the county and finding out about it?
expiring before you?
I applied for this hearing hoping that I would be able to. I'm sorry?
I think his question was, did you go to the county first before you put the sign up? You come to him
on the truck?
You've invited them about the original sign you put in the ground.
No, I didn't. That was the original mistake. Oh, I'm sorry. The original mistake was that
you just put it up.
Being that it was on private property, I thought with an agreement with that owner that I was okay. That was the original oversight. I then went with the truck thinking that was a good temporary solution until I could get my sign back in place.
Why before doing anything further after the original sign, why wouldn't you ask the county if something was legal before you put it there?
Based off of the interpretation of the ordinance, I thought that we were okay.
Okay. Are there any other questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
How far is the actual property from this sign?
It is, I'd say a couple hundred yards, less than a quarter of a mile down Hickman Road. It's a pretty unique location where you can't see it from any of the main thoroughfares.
So what makes this parcel different than other parcels that you can't see from main thoroughfares that are for sale?
I'm not following your question, sir.
Well, there's plenty of developments with properties for sale in the county that aren't on a main thoroughfare.
This community is located at actually at Hickman Road, which is a dead end street, which ends in a parking lot for the Fresh Pond State Park, which the only reason you would travel down that street is if you're going to Fresh Pond State Park. Because of that, we were trying to drive any interested prospects to know to take a right to find our community down Hickman Road.
Properties listed through real estate agents?
We are listed on the MLS, yes.
You don't have any sign up now at all?
The truck is in place.
The truck is still there.
And you just asked to move it?
I was never asked to move the truck. I was asked to move the sign that was in the ground.
And the banner.
The banner is there. I was never told to move either of those. I would have if I was asked.
Is that because he applied?
No. Another violation was, I believe, was sent out, discussed it with Inspector Malloy.
I haven't received
that. I mean, it's trucks are prohibited to advertise.
So how long ago was this?
This was just taken last week.
Truck's been in place for roughly 30 days. But I didn't receive a violation for that.
Hasn't been that long. He just found that it was just there last week.
Was the violation hand delivered?
Can't answer that one.
It might have gone to the property owner and not to my company. So we maybe just didn't get it yet. But I have not seen that. And again, I don't want to get the property owner in any trouble because again, it was my fault.
You're admitting that, so we're not going to open. You can't open the property owner because he relied on your misinterpretation of the county law that you could have it up there, so he didn't know any difference.
Yeah,
we can't blame the property owner.
That's correct.
How long of a period would you want or need this sign on the property?
We would need this sign for a minimum of 6 months. And then I'd be prepared to come back for an extension on that if necessary. The community consists of 36 single family homes. We've sold 15 thus far. We started just at the end of 05 with goals of being done, being complete with sales in the next 6 months.
Being on a dead end street, you've done pretty good, haven't you? My interpretation, what you just said.
Your interpretation is correct.
Your
interpretation is correct. We are doing okay by taking some of those measures, which again, you know, I apologize for those violations. That's part of the reason that I'm here tonight.
So if this was granted, a year would be ample time?
Yes, that's correct.
This isn't under that same ordinance. This isn't under the 5-year.
No, I know.
Can there be no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? One, two. Anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
For the record, the, you might want to note that the, one of the people, did you say there was two? It appears one of them testified before us, in the last case, he thought everybody should conform to the ordinance.
Mr. Chairman, make a motion to take case number 9669 under advisement.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Workman, a second by Mr. Hudson, that we take case number 9669 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, motion carried. The case has been taken under advisement also.
Thank you for your time.
Your decision, you will see, say if you would like to call the office in the morning.
I appreciate it.